Now let's look this over as nothing esoteric. We're dealing with something like hooking up circuits and putting meters on and resistors and things like that. Then, if somebody had a sprain of his elbow, the first thing we would suspect would be that the space of the elbow had been disarranged. We would not suspect there was something wrong with the bones and ligaments of the elbow. It would be a mistake for you as an auditor, really, to suppose that something was wrong with the bones and ligaments and meat of the elbow simply because an elbow was sprained or broken. Now we've invaded the field of the medical doctor, and we've many times said the medical doctor should be permitted to practice and structure and set bones and so forth. Well, sure, he should. But not being an electronics man, he has no business having no concept of the actual structure of energy, such as you have, viewpoint of dimension, anchor points, and so forth, having no idea of basic electronics. He has no darn business, really, shortening or lengthening bones or trying to do something to disarrange the structure of the body. It's perfectly all right as long as he tries to put back into existence the body as it was meant to be. But now, if he starts to get experimental, knowing nothing about electronics, boy, is he out of his field. The only way you could lengthen an arm would be really by rearranging the anchor points which demarked the distance and length of the arm. And what do you know? By processing, you ordinarily, routinely do this. By doing what? We know about black energy masses, right? And this fellow's arm is very short. Well, let's say he's hung up in birth. Here he is, hung up in birth, and he's tacking around this huge energy mass. Well, he's got a foreshortened arm. We audited him out of birth. We audited him out of that energy mass, and for the first time, the anchor point can snap into its proper position. And so his arm can grow. Up to that time, a mass of anchor points, wrong anchor points, the facsimiles of birth and so forth, were being paid attention to by the arm. In other words, that was what was making the space of that arm, not the designed anchor points. You audit out birth, that energy goes by the board. The original anchor points can then carry on their process of growth and extension according to their plans, orders, and dictates. You follow me? So therefore, a facsimile, being a mass of energy, can attract out of position these anchor points. There is magnetic interrelationship between the facsimile and the anchor points of the body. So when this fellow has a sprained elbow, the first thing you would think of with regard to the sprained elbow is that the anchor point is out of position. Now, if he were exteriorizing, you've done all the root one drills to bring him right on up to a line where he could see energy, mock things up real sharp, real clever, you know, in good shape. All you'd have to do is tell him, take a look at the elbow. Do you find any kind of a ball or anything there in the elbow? He'd say, yes, there's a little black ball. You say, mock up a whole bunch of black balls. He would keep stuffing them into the elbow. All of a sudden, he will say, you know, the little ball has turned gold. Why was it black? That was because the energy was being drained out of it by some other anchor point. You remedied the havingness of that particular anchor point. It got gold. You say, all right, now put it into position. And he would try, and it wouldn't go into position. You'd say, well, you know what his proper position is. They do, by the way. That's the mysterious thing. But the Thetan knows where the proper positions are. You say, mock up a gold ball in the proper position and throw it away, and another one and throw it away, and another one throw it away. You've got an energy suction going where that anchor point belongs. It's being repelled out of its proper position. You remedy the havingness of the position. First, remedy the havingness of energy in the area. Then remedy the havingness of position of the anchor point, and then have him shove the body's anchor point back into the proper position, click. No sprain, no break. This is fabulous. It's what makes the body structure exist.